A warm welcome to the service. What an honor for me, and what a privilege to be with you today. The honor is because we are starting a brand new series, and I am so excited. The broader context of the series is all about questions. He asks you. He asks you. But I'll come to this sermon's question just now. Let me first tell you something about the book of Galatians, because our question this morning comes from the book of Galatians. After Paul's conversion, he went on his first missionary trip, and one of the first congregations that he founded was the congregation of Galatians. So obviously, as a first and as a founder, it was a very important congregation for Paul. So he had a soft spot for the Galatians. Something about Paul. Paul was a Pharisee before he came to know Christ. So he had no relationship with Christ. He hated Christians. So Paul was a Jew, a Pharisee, and a Roman citizen. And there were certain fringe benefits that came from that, that combination of Pharisee, Roman, and Jew. And then on his way to Damascus, you all know this story, Paul started to follow Christ, the light of Christ that shone on him. And after that, he was sold out for Christ and for the cross. That was basically his message, Christ and only Christ. And that brings us to this morning's question. He asks you, who has bewitched you? What a strong question. He asks you, who has bewitched you? And I think you're very, very curious at this stage, at this very moment. So let me go to Galatians 3, verse 1 and also verse 2. Verse 1, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. Let's stop there for a moment. I just told you about Paul and how he was before meeting Christ. And then he met Christ on his way to Damascus. And then it was just Christ, more of Christ, and Christ again, and the cross. That was the gospel message. That's the good news for each and every one of us. So Paul described it here in Galatians 3, verse 1, as follows. Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. So Paul had this gift to speak about Christ and to speak about the cross and to bring over the gospel in a way that you could basically see Jesus on the cross. And then we go over to verse 2. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by believing what you heard? Wow. So the Galatians started well, but it's not going well anymore. They lost their way in terms of the gospel of grace, the good news of Christ, the cross, and they went over to works. They started earning, deserving, achieving their salvation again. And Paul is beyond himself. He is angry with them. And there's a certain translation that I want to share with you. That is Eugene Peterson's The Message translation. This is a very, very good translation. So read with me verses 1 and 2, Galatians 3, from The Message translation. You crazy Galatians, did someone put a hex on you? Have you taken leave of your senses? Something crazy has happened. For it's obvious that you no longer have the crucified Jesus in clear focus in your lives. His sacrifice on the cross was certainly set before you clearly enough. And then verse 2, let me put this question to you. How did your new life begin? Was it by working your heads off to please God? Or was it by responding to God's message to you? Are you going to continue this craziness? Three times. Crazy, crazy, craziness. This is not a friendly Paul. This is not an easy question or a soft question. And this question is so valid for you and for me today. Have you lost your senses by falling into works, by forgetting about grace, by deserving, by earning, by achieving, instead of just fall back into grace? Let grace cover you. Let grace rule your life. Strong words that's used here. Let me emphasize a few of the words that we've just read from the two different translations. Crazy, foolish, hexed, bewitched, lost your senses. There's a certain Greek word for this, the Greek word that's used in the original Greek, and that is the word baskaino, baskaino. And that is one of the strongest words that you will find in the New Testament, baskaino. And that is literally translated by bewitched or mesmerized. Or are you in a trance? Or are you hexed, baskaino? So learn this Greek word today. Now, the way I like to explain this question and this part in the Bible and this seriousness that Paul has in his heart here is by using what I call the ladder theology. It is as if sometimes we have a ladder next to us, a ladder that reaches heaven, and it is us here and God up there. So I need to work hard. I need to earn. I need to achieve in order to climb this ladder higher and higher and higher in order to reach God eventually. That is what I call ladder theology. That's a theology of works. I've got to earn. I've got to achieve. I've got to work hard to please God. How do you do it? How do we do it? You do more of the good things. You go to church more often. You pray more often, more earnestly. You give money to the church, to poor people, whatever. It's all good things. It's wonderful things to do. It's the right thing to do, but not to earn salvation. And the other part of this ladder theology, you stop the bad stuff. You stop smoking and you stop drinking, you know, all this moralistic stuff, and you stop cursing and you stop slandering, and while you're doing all this wonderful things and you stop all the bad things, you climb up the ladder. That's the way you think. And that's exactly what happened with the Galatians. They heard about grace, the gospel of grace. They heard about Jesus Christ coming to earth, Jesus dying on a cross to save people. But they had fallen back into works, the ladder theology, the achievement, your own efforts, your good works. And they're doing this while they know the gospel. They have heard the gospel clear cut from the mouth and the heart of Paul. And now the question for the Galatians and for me and for you today: are you bewitched? Who has bewitched you? Again, a harsh, hard question. And we need to look inside. We need to see our own hearts. Look at your own life. Are you busy with grace? Are you living out of, from grace? Or are you busy trying to achieve, trying to work, trying to please God by climbing the ladder? Let me read you one of the most powerful verses explaining the gospel. And again, it's Paul again, explaining the gospel to the congregation in Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So again, God made him, God made Jesus sin. He took all your sin. He took all my sin. He handed it over to Jesus Christ and he sent him to a cross. That is salvation. That is grace. Not your works, not your achievements, not you that deserve salvation. Paul again, in the book of Ephesians, Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 10. For it's by grace you have been saved. Let me stop there. For it is by grace you have been saved. That's the strong message of Paul to the congregation in Galatians. Grace, people, grace and only grace through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God. So listen to this. This is something that God gives to you. He gives it to us. It's a gift. Jesus Christ, the cross, is a gift. You do not deserve it. You do not work for it. You do not achieve it. God, in his mercy, send Jesus to earth to die in your place. He became sin in your place and in my place. And then verse 10, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So, there is a place for good works. It's not just grace and now there's no good works. You can just live a sinful life, a dirty life full of sin, do what you want whenever you want to, and because of grace, it's like a washing power. No, not at all. Not at all. Because of grace, you are saved. You are recreated. You are created again for a second time in Christ. Let me read it to you again. Created in Christ Jesus for what? To do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. So here's the whole secret of the gospel of grace, and Paul's powerful message. It is grace, the gift of Christ and the cross. The result of that is salvation. And the result of salvation is good works. So you do good works because you are saved, not to be saved, in order to be saved. And again, the question, this is why Paul is so serious about this. So many people in that time, the time of the Galatians, and still today, think with a good life, you can earn salvation, you can deserve salvation. And the other wonderful thing about grace, it's not a once-off. Grace is an everyday thing. Grace is an everyday concept for me and for you. So, our spiritual journeys start with grace. And then every day after that, out of grace, we do good works as we follow Christ on this spiritual journey, this spiritual path of ours. The very well-known Mother Teresa, her real name, if you've never heard it before, Concha Biaxio from Albania. That's where she was born before she went to Calcutta. Concha Biaxio, Mother Teresa, says the following. The spiritual poverty of the Western world is much greater than the physical poverty of our people in Calcutta. You in the West have millions of people who suffer such terrible loneliness and emptiness. These people are not hungry in the physical sense, but they are in another way. They know they need something more than money, yet they don't know what it is. What they are missing really is a living relationship with God. A living relationship with God that is out of grace, that is because of grace, that is because of Christ and the cross and the good news of the gospel of grace. That's the only thing that can save you. Again, not your good works. And that is why Paul is so serious. And this is why this is such an important question still today. It's not only for the people in Galatians. It's for today. In South Africa. In the world. Are you earning, deserving, trying to please God by doing more of the good stuff, less of the bad stuff? You need grace. You need to focus on the cross and what Jesus has done for you and for me on the cross. And then, when you are saved, when you have found salvation, you live out of grace every day. It's still not works to please God. It's grace. And again, it's grace. And out of that, there's good works. Not because I want to earn or deserve anything, because I can't. I can't. Jesus earned. Jesus deserved. Another important point in this Galatians 3, verses 1 and 2. The work of the Holy Spirit is also questioned here. Remember, the Holy Spirit was sent by God for what? Amongst other things, to convict you and me of our sins. To convict you and me that we cannot save ourselves. We need a Savior. So the work of the Holy Spirit is also questioned here. It's not only Jesus and the cross and the gospel. The work of the Spirit, the conviction work of the Spirit. You cannot deserve, you cannot earn, you cannot achieve. Therefore, you need the Spirit to convince you. You need a Savior. And after salvation, you need the Spirit on a daily basis to walk this road with you, to walk this path with you, this path of redemption, this path of purity, this path of holiness. You cannot do it with your own strength, out of your own strength. You cannot do it by, again, achieving and climbing the ladder. Remember the ladder theology. That's a false theology. That's a theology of works. And it jeopardizes Jesus, the cross, and the work of the Holy Spirit. So again, the question, are you crazy? Have you lost your senses? Are you bewitched? Because you've left the gospel. You forgot about the gospel. You forgot about grace. I want to conclude. Yes, we need to be mesmerized. We need to get excited. Let Jesus mesmerize you. Be mesmerized by Jesus. Be mesmerized by the cross. Embrace grace and the cross and Jesus Christ. Surrender and be mesmerized. Invite the Holy Spirit into your life, the one that convicted you of sin, that the one that walks this road with you every day of your life. He is the one leading you into salvation, and then after your salvation, He takes your hand and He do this journey with you every day of your life. So, who has bewitched you? Who has hexed you? Who has mesmerized you? Let it be Jesus. Let it be the work of the Holy Spirit. Focus on the cross and the wonderful work, the salvation work, the freedom work that Jesus has done there for you and for me. Let's thank Him for that. Jesus, thank you so much for grace. Thank you so much for salvation. Holy Spirit, thank you so much for a deep work in our lives. Thank you that we can be saved by grace only and through the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, walk this road with us every step of the way. We surrender to you. I pray this in the wonderful, beautiful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to bless you with a beautiful, beautiful scripture from Isaiah 60, verse 20. So receive this blessing. Your sun will no longer set, and your moon will not fade. For the Lord will be your everlasting light, and the days of your sorrow will be over. I want to invite you, and you are so welcome, to contribute financially towards the wonderful work of Mosaic Church. The different methods that you can give will be on the screen.